You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, one thing we can start trending with is the little happy hour mixer that Mix 100 has going on this Friday up in Westminster. I think Katie will be there, probably Studley, Steve Marshall. Bender's Bar and Grill in Westminster, just off the Boulder Turnpike on Westminster Boulevard. Stop by and see Mix 100 this Friday at Bender's, Denver's Mix 100. One other thing that's in trending that I thought was kind of interesting, a survey. They went out and asked a bunch of millennial parents, how are you doing compared to the way your parents did? Do you think you're a better parent? Do you think you're not as good as your parents? 3 out of 4 millennials say they are doing a much better job at raising children than their parents did.
Okay.
I mean, all right, I don't know.
Yeah, great.
Go for it.
I hope
don't
so.
Don't know. They asked for the top 4 parenting strategies.
I hate number one.
One is gentle parenting.
That's the one I don't like.
Number two, where we get advice. What does that mean?
Well, our parents didn't get advice from social media, so they're getting advice from the socials.
And Google, maybe?
Yeah.
Number three, being open about mental health. Yes, I get that. You know what? That's got to be way more than in past generations when there was a stigma attached to that. So that's good. And number four, being present with your kids.
Yeah, those are all good.
That's good. Sometimes people are a little too present with their kids, but that's just one person's opinion. Hey, the CEO of Boeing stepped down. Surprise, surprise. They say that the Boeing stock has, and this is their wording, has plummeted faster than a detached airplane door.
Yeah. The steps will probably fall apart as he walks down, too.
Probably right. I got a big laugh out of this for the eclipse that I'm going to go see in just a few weeks. Pizza Hut is doing a promotion. But what they're calling it is what makes this so good. They're calling it Total Eclipse of the Hut. Because it's Pizza Hut.
It's a little play on words. It's a play on words.
So good. Now, some of you might be saying, oh, Dom will probably turn around and play that song now. Nope. Not gonna do it. The floating door in the movie Titanic that Kate Winslet was on, but she would not let Leo DiCaprio climb up there with her. That door it's probably the most famous door of all time. And the funny thing is, it wasn't even really a door. It was just a piece of wood paneling, but everyone calls it a door because it was about that size. Anyway, that door that has been the object of so much consternation for people just went up for auction at a whole auction of movie memorabilia, and it pulled in more than $700,000.
Holy cow. Somebody's got some money to spend.
I feel like tomorrow morning we should do a segment called What's the One Piece of Movie Memorabilia You Wish You Had?
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
I want to think about that. That might be pretty good. The whip that Harrison Ford used as Indiana Jones in the movie Temple of Doom went for $500,000. And I love this, the axe that Jack Nicholson slammed through the door in The Shining. That's where he went, here's Johnny. That axe went for $125,000. Best comedy of all time. People are ranking them online. They get to vote. You can vote too. I mean, you just have to go to ranker.com and you can vote on the best comedy of all time. Right now, what's leading the way is Blazing Saddles, the Mel Brooks movie. He's got a couple of them on here. Young Frankenstein's in the top 10. My Cousin Vinny is on there. The only movie from the 21st century that's in the top 20 so far is Shaun of the Dead. Have you seen that?
I have not. No.
See, I haven't
yes,
either.
Yes, these are a lot of really old movies. I was looking at
it's
the list this morning.
It's mostly older movies. Happy Gilmore is on there from 96. Office Space is on there from 99.
Was this a link that popped up on a bunch of boomers' Facebook pages, I think? It's like one of those, click here to vote.
I don't think so. It's a ranker thing, which I have never seen as being a boomer thing. So it leads me to believe that maybe people just don't think movies are as funny anymore.
Oh, they haven't seen Superbad or Napoleon Dynamite. So good.
Right. So if we ever needed a sign that inflation is out of control, it's that Trader Joe's just upped the price of a banana for the first time since 2001. They made a big deal out of their displays of bananas with signs saying that they had not raised the price in over 20 years. They just raised the price.
Oh, no.
Jeremy, you used to be able to get a banana there for 19 cents. It's been 19 cents since 2001.
Back in my day, nanners were 19 cents.
Not anymore. Now they're 23 cents because the price of everything is going up. They're going to have to put up a new sign next year that says, same price since 2024.
That's right. Oh, man.
What else is trending?
Well, we got to talk about the biggest national trending news this morning, this bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge along I-695 in Maryland collapsed this morning when a big old cargo liner smashed into the side of it, and it fell like it was made out of toothpicks or something. I mean, this bridge just disintegrated.
The video is
everywhere, first of all, and yeah, and scary.
Frightening.
Terrifying. And Josh keeps running in, showing me multiple angles of this ship hitting the bridge. First of all, cars were still going across it. Construction crews were on top of the bridge working on filling potholes and making repairs. Everything ended up in the water. And we're just talking here. It looks like the boat made a sharp turn, like, right before it happened. And boom, like, right into the support.
Really?
Just saying, just spitballing here, but it looks almost intentional. But they're going to be investigating the hell out of this, and we'll know more. A huge impact to the economy out there, because that bridge is, like, a key bridge for the area. And they say it is going to gum up traffic and commerce for months now, months and months. So, horrible.
God, I guess it could be years, because how long does it take
and
to
years.
Build a bridge?
Years.
It could be years.
It's a bridge, for God's sake. So,
you know, you got to say at least it could have been worse, because this was at 1:30 in the morning. Can you imagine if this was at 7:30?
Rush hour, with all those cars in the water and just people getting crushed. So horrible, horrible situation this morning. What else is going on? Oh, here's another horrible situation. The Denver Broncos. Hey-o. So the team took it to its Twitter or X account on Monday morning yesterday to tease fans that new uniforms are coming. How exciting! The Broncos owner went on there and said it's time for a change. It's going to honor Broncos country and the fans. There's elements of Colorado. Same colors, same logo, but a full redesign. So they're going to kind of refresh everything. Speculation is that the stripes are going to disappear down the sides of the uniforms, I think. So, anyway.
Well, they just put a winning team on the field. We'd be happier with that than new uniforms, wouldn't we?
This is just a distraction to, you know, what's going on the field as far as wins and losses. But it's like a laser pointer with a cat. You know, you're just, oh, look over here now. Look over here.
Well, yeah, you're right. And, you know, and it's also a, you know, a ploy to make more money, because people have to rush out to the gift shops and the, you know, the.
Yeah.
The sports stores and buy their new gear. So they're saying we're honoring the fans. You're not honoring the fans. You're taking more money from
them.
Get
that money, Broncos. Get
that
money.
How does that honor
the
fans?
Well, they got to pay for that Russell Wilson contract that they're, you know.
Yeah, exactly right.
hey, quick, let's redesign.
For this new jersey that's $99, why don't you honor us with 99 of your hard-earned dollars?
Yeah. Actually,
and we'll still put another losing team on the field next year.
We'll have to bump that up to 119 now, actually, because, you know, that whole quarterback thing. The other big news that's popping, God, did everybody see the news alerts yesterday about Puff Daddy, Sean Diddy Combs? The
it's
Department
disgusting.
Of Homeland Security raided his homes in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami yesterday. Part of an ongoing investigation relating to probably some sex trafficking, sex with a minor, rape, sexual misconduct, like all the biggies. This is horrible, absolutely horrible, if all of this is true. It's alleged right now, of course. But videos everywhere now of raiding P. Diddy's properties. His sons were in handcuffs. And again, more news probably coming out about this later today. So that's horrible, because I was a P. Diddy fan growing up. I love me some 90s Puffy.
I guess we need to wait and see, you know, what happens. I don't want to rush to judgment.
right. What else is going on? Bob Barker's house is up for sale. $2.9 million, 4,800 square feet. It was built in the early 60s, and it looks like it hasn't been renovated since the early 60s. It's all original. Bob liked it old school. He sure did.
So it's got, like, the green appliances and
everything
stuff
is,
in the kitchen.
Like, very greenish. And
Formica
wood
counters.
Paneling and mirrors everywhere. So Bob liked his mirrors, I guess. On the heels of that, there is a story talking this morning about how the Price is Right keeps an extra pair of sweatpants backstage and a a hair dryer, to, just in case somebody pees their pants. They say they're prepared. In case of emergency, break glass and there's a pair of sweatpants in there. They're prepared if somebody pees on stage when they see that they're going to win a new car.
How many people have piddled on stage?
I don't know.
I'd like to ask Drew Carey, right?
I'd like to see that YouTube video.
How many times have you been urinated on?
Me, personally?
No, Drew Carey.
This is sad news. Canada's SERP reserves are at a 16-year low. Syrup
what?
Reserves.
What reserves?
Syrup. SERP syrup. They say it's not going to affect prices right now, but they're the only country in the world that maintains a reserve of maple syrup. And then I love this link from cracked.com. They posted a list of 7 different insects that have been found during people's colonoscopies. They go in there and there's bugs in there.
That's so good.
There's bugs in your booty, you guys. Ew. Anything else I want to tell you? Nah, let's jump to clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this video I posted of this little, he's like 8 or 9 years old, little kid who's a total wannabe farmer. And just him checking out the new John Deere lawnmowers and the way he's talking to the sales guy. Like a total farmer in the works. It's really adorable. So check
it
out.
He's got a piece of straw between his teeth, you know?
He's got them up. Cow dung on his boots and the whole nine. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go.